This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
And a reminder for you, you can email us anytime at nationradioteam1260.com. Plus, we're on Twitter at It's Nation Radio. 1227 now, joining us from the Winnipeg Sun, Ted Wyman. Ted, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, doing great. How are you doing?
Very well. Let's talk. There's lots going on. Actually, the last, say, 3 days or so. Let's start with the Dustin Byfuglien story. Any word from the organization on the boating incident and the reported weight or anything like that, or are they mum on the issue?
Oh, absolutely nothing coming out of the organization on that. They did say they were aware of what happened and they were looking into the situation and trying to gather all the facts. That was the best we got out of them. In fact, you know, when I tried to ask a player about it, the day after, he wasn't even aware. I was talking to Chris Mason. He wasn't even aware that it had happened. And the PR staff sort of stepped in and said, well, he's not going to comment on that until we've briefed the players. So really, they're trying to keep it as tight as possible. And I think that, you know, that's probably the best news for Mr. Byfuglien, because unfortunately for him, and before he's even really moved to Winnipeg, his picture, his mugshot's already been on the front page of all the local newspapers and on the local news.
And aside from the boating incident, there's also the weight issue. It sounds like he adopted my summer routine. is that because I know back in the old days, I remember reading Jerry Cheever's book where 2 weeks before training camp, he'd get in the car, turn the heat on, put 2 Glad garbage bags on, and drive around for 4 hours. But that seems that 286 seems a little overplaying weight.
Yeah, it really is a bit surprising, a bit shocking, because, you know, we've all seen how NHL hockey players and even junior hockey players and minor league hockey players treat their bodies these days. And, you know, really they might take a week or two off after the season and then they spend the rest of the summer in the gym or skating or doing whatever they need to do to be absolutely in perfect shape when they get to training camp. So when you hear that a guy is putting that many pounds on, you know, almost offensive lineman territory, it's definitely a bit disconcerting. But, you know, I think he was listed at about 245 at one time last year, but most of the players I've talked to said he never plays at that weight. Usually it's more like 260, and now they say 286, which is a bit concerning. But, you know, you have to think that maybe it's not that far above what he normally plays at.
Well, and he's a load, so, you know, if he's playing at 260, so be it. It's not like he's an ineffective, poor hockey player, right?
No, absolutely not. I mean, this is the guy who scored the most goals of any defenseman in the National Hockey League last year. He had 20 goals, and that's an incredible number coming from the back end in this day and age. And you know, he had 53 points. I think that put him in the top five in the league. And really, he's a star defenseman. He was an all-star. And even at 260 pounds, that didn't seem to be a problem for him. So, you know, I think Winnipeg fans are very excited about getting a chance to see Dustin Byfuglien get to play. I think whatever happened in Minneapolis, you know, nothing has been proven. Obviously, he hasn't even been officially charged yet. And the Jets are hopeful that he won't be in the incident that was boating while intoxicated. That was what he was arrested for. And I think the fans of Winnipeg are going to be pretty quick to forgive and forget if he comes to camp and plays and shows that he's going to play well this season.
Let's move to another defenseman. We haven't heard anything lately with regard to Zach Bogosian and contract and him being all happy and everything. Is that something you think gets done? Are they close? Have you heard any word?
I absolutely think it gets done. I don't know how close they are, to be honest, because they just haven't talked about it much. But anybody that we have talked to, Zach Bogosian himself, his agent, Kevin Cheveldayoff, the GM of the Jets, all agree that this is something that they expect to get done in time for training camp. So I would not be at all surprised if something was done in the next couple of weeks with training camp starting on the 17th.
And that should be, looking at the Jets roster, one of their strengths, that tremendous blue line.
Well, it really should be, but it's interesting that you say that, because if you actually look back at last year's numbers, the Thrashers were second last in the league in goals against. I think they tied with the Oilers, in fact. They were among the worst teams in the league in terms of goals against. And so really there's been so much talk about what a strength their blue line is, And I look at it on paper, it does look pretty solid. But that being said, you know, they're going to have to be a lot better than they were last year for the team to have any chance of making the playoffs.
Wow, that's interesting. In Edmonton, there's probably, I don't know how many Winnipeg Jets fans there are, but they're sure talking a lot. I imagine it's just almost to the boiling point in Winnipeg as we get towards training camp.
I think the words fever pitch would be the proper terminology right now. And, you know, I have gotten the sense that all across the country, people are excited about it. And it's especially strong, obviously, here in Winnipeg. There's fans coming out every day to watch a few players skate at the Mooses, or the, sorry, the Moose. I call them the Moose. They're the Winnipeg Jets now, obviously, at their training facility. There's been, at most that I've seen, maybe five players, and yet there's lots of fans coming out just to get a glimpse of them. They can't even tell who's who. They don't have numbers on or anything, but they sure want to come and see NHL players out on the ice. And, you know, there's just a massive amount of excitement everywhere you go. People talk about this hockey team absolutely all the time. And, you know, there's so many people that have shelled out money for tickets, and the excitement for them is that in a few weeks, they're actually going to get to see a product on the ice for all that money that they spent on those tickets. And, you know, after 15 years of not having a team, I think it's pretty understandable that this excitement is built to this point.
Looking at the roster makeup and the moves that the Jets made after the team came from Atlanta, I think it's reasonable to suggest that they're going to do it the right way. They're going to build long-term with draft picks and youth. Kane, Bogosian, we've talked about as well. Is that something the fan base can get behind, or are they going to be impatient to see a winner immediately?
You know, I wrote a column right after the free agency period, because there were some fans, certainly on Twitter and on Facebook and writing on comment boards on our website and other websites, that were complaining that they weren't doing more to bulk up their team. You know, they weren't going after Brad Richards or anything like that. But I wrote a column saying, chill out, people, and let them build this team the way that they want to, and especially give them a chance to look and see what they have, because it's pretty hard for them to even know when it's a brand new management team coming in exactly what they did have coming over from Atlanta. And I think they've done it absolutely the right way. And I think most of the people, most of the fans appreciate that, it's a young roster that is going to grow here in Winnipeg as the Winnipeg Jets. And I think that anybody that really takes a good hard look at that roster sees that it most likely, if it's managed correctly, has a very bright future.
Just before the draft, I talked to an individual in the media who had three different folks that he talked to who were scouts, or at least around the draft. All of them mentioned Mark Scheifele as a guy who would surprise. So by draft day, I wasn't surprised when he was taken by the Jets. How have people responded, and what does he look like? I know he's a good young hockey player, and he'll be at the rookie camp here in a week or so. How have the fans responded to that? What do they think about Scheifele?
Well, you have to – I think that – the fans were taken a bit off guard when he was drafted because, and this is partially the fault of we in the media, pretty much nobody mentioned him leading up to the draft. It was like, here's the top 10, and here's the guys that the Jets might get. A lot of talk about Sean Couturier and players like that. But really nobody ever mentioned Mark Scheifele. He wasn't on anybody's draft board. And so when he was drafted, everybody went scrambling for the internet to try to find out who he was and what kind of a player he was. When you talk to people afterwards about him, they're, you know, this guy was rising. He was a rising star heading up into the draft, and we've seen that before. And players who've done that, who rise quickly, often do turn into pretty good NHL players. And I think that this guy is a person who scouts absolutely love for his size. He's got great hands. And he is getting better all the time. He's apparently had a very strong camp at the World Junior Evaluation Camp this summer, and he already says he's coming to camp trying to win a job. Well, sounds unlikely, but we all remember what happened with Jeff Skinner last year, who was also a 7th overall pick.
Yeah, and he was outstanding, and this kid is too. Now, when does the, and I apologize for not knowing this because I read it, but I can't recall, when does the jersey release happen? Is that coming up this week?
Tuesday,
okay.
Yeah, Tuesday at 11 a.m. Now, they're doing it at the military base, the Air Force base in Winnipeg, which is interesting because there has been some controversy over the militaristic look of the logo, and obviously they have no intention of distancing themselves from that in any way. The owner, Mark Chipman, who is obviously a hero in Winnipeg for what he's done, has never made any secret of his support of the military, and they're obviously going to tie themselves right to that, and it'll be very interesting to see how that's received across the country once the season starts.
I think it'll be very positive in a city like Edmonton. The military is a big deal, and it should be. And I think everything about the Jets right now is positive. Once they lose a game, things might go a little bit awry, but it's a pretty exciting time. You must be over the moon as somebody who covers media, not only to have the Blue Bombers heading to Saskatchewan and their fan base ruining signs as they go, but to also have the Jets doing so well. It's got to be like a gold mine compared to, say, 3 years ago or so.
Well, even, last year or 2 years ago, really, it's a completely different world. I'm the sports editor at The Sun, and I've been doing this for about 6 years, and, it's never been anything like this. It's the busiest we've ever been, but it's good busy. No one would ever complain about it, because when you're a sports writer or you're in the sports business, what you want is to be writing about the best things. For guys that work at our paper and all the media in Winnipeg, they went from covering a minor league hockey team to getting a gig covering the NHL just like that without even having to leave. So, yeah, people are pretty excited about that.
Ted, thanks so much for your time, and have a great weekend.
Hey, absolutely my pleasure.
Ted Wyman from the Winnipeg Sun talking about the Jets and Dustin Byfuglien and what is going to be an amazing year for Winnipeg Jets fans, the city of Winnipeg, and the province of Manitoba. This is Nation Radio. It's 12:39. On the way, Julian from Pension Plan Puppets.